music of pianist Jihee Hio, her tune The Hidden Giant from her new album called Flow, with Alexander Claffey and Joe Farnsworth bass and drums, and special guests there, alto saxophonist Vincent Herring. Before that, vibraphonist Ben Galise, we heard the title track. Excuse me, we heard not the title track. From the album Stick Together earlier this year, we heard the piece called In the Huddle. Ben Galise and Jihee Hio on KPR. With the Fernando Huergo Big Band in about 7 minutes from 1957, the Horace Silver Quintet. KPR listeners are engaged in the communities and they frequent businesses that support public radio. Become a KPR sponsor and reach those most likely to take action at sponsorship.kansaspublicradio.org. Bassist and composer Fernando Huergo's new album is called Relentless, the Fernando Huergo Big Band, and the piece called Blue Sereno here on KPR.
Thank you.
the Fernando Huergo Big Band on Kansas Public Radio, and Fernando Huergo's composition and arrangement. He calls it Blues Sereno. The bassist, composer, arranger, big band leader Fernando Huergo and his big band, a new album called Relentless. With pianist Torres Silver up next from the 1957 album The Stylings of Silver. And we're going to hear the voice of Diana Krall in just a few minutes with her version of No Moon at All. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, online at kansaspublicradio.org. No matter how you get the news of the day, in your car, at the office, at home, or on the go, your support ensures KPR will be your place for news about the things that really matter to you, whether they occur around the globe or right here in Northeast Kansas. KPR never lets up in its commitment to serve our listeners because you matter, and your financial support matters too. Make a difference by donating to kansaspublicradio.org. Horace Silver, composer of so many wonderful tunes. This is a lesser-known one, but a fun one. It's called The Backbeat, the Horace Silver Quintet, the 1957 album The Stylings of Silver, here on KPR. Crossover Quintet on KPR, the pianist's piece called The Backbeat from the 1957 album The Stylings of Silver Art Farmer, Hank Mobley, trumpet and tenor sax, Teddy Kotick, bass, a very young Lewis Hayes playing the drums, the leader, Horace Silver. And coming your way in about 10 minutes, we'll hear from pianist Glenn Zaleski. And up next, it's singer Diana Krall on KPR. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academic discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, let's dive into the album Turn Up the Quiet by Diana Krall from 2017. We'll hear No Moon at All on KPR.
Disappeared from sight, and there's no moon at all. Don't make a sound, it's so dark. Even Fido is afraid to bark. Such a perfect chance to bark, and there's no moon at all. Should we warm atmosphere for inspiration, dear? One kiss will make it clear that tonight is bright and bright moonlight might interfere. No moon at all up above. This is nothing like they told us of. Just to think we fell in love and there's no moon at all.
Duo performances here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. We just heard There Will Never Be Another You, and that is from an album of trumpet and piano. Trumpeter Tony Guerrero and pianist Jeremy Siskin, the new album called Duotones. And before that, No Moon at All, with wonderful piano and bass interplay of Diana Krall and John Clayton Jr., and of course the singing of Diana Krall from Diana's 2017 album called Turn Up the Quiet, with pianist Glenn Zaleski in one of his pieces next here on Kansas Public Radio. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from River Rat Print and Skate, a local source for custom screen printing and apparel, decorating, including T-shirts, sweatshirts, workwear, and more, available for school fundraisers and other events. Details available at their location in North Lawrence or at riverratks.com. Glenn Zaleski in 2020 with the album The Question, working with bassist Desmond White and drummer Alan Menard and the horn man Adam O'Farrell on trumpet and Lucas Pino tenor sax. We're going to hear a piece written by Glenn Zaleski. He calls it Road Life here on KPR. That is pianist Glenn Zaleski on KPR, his composition Road Life here on Jazz in the Night from his 2020 album The Question, which had trumpeter Adam O'Farrell and tenor saxophonist Lucas Pino, bassist Desmond White, drummer Alan Menard, the leader, pianist Glenn Zaleski for you here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
This week, on Live at Green Lady Lounge, it's two of KC's best guitar players, Danny Embry and Rod Fleeman, and their band Wiretown. David Bassey here. Hope you'll join us live at Green Lady Lounge, Saturday at 6 p.m. on KPR.
Our job as journalists is to check the facts and then check them again, to cite our sources and ask the tough questions that need answering.
And unfortunately, I'm going to have to go back to my first question. I still don't think I've heard an answer here. The presidential election.
What is Congress willing to do?
Is the U.S. doing everything it can?
I'm Leila Fadel from NPR, where independent public service journalism is what we do. This is NPR.
We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speakers to play Kansas Public Radio. More Jazz in the Night after an NPR News update. Support for news on KPR comes from the F.W. Houston Medical Center, serving Jefferson County and beyond, now accepting applications for a certified dietary manager. Details at fwhouston.com/careers. We'll be into a big band swing scene with the I.O. Vilner Big Band and a piece called Swing Brother Swing. That'll be right after the news from NPR. And a little bit later in the hour, new music from trumpeter Jared Hall and more big band music as well from the Chris McDonald Big Band, all for you here on KPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. Vice President Kamala Harris goaded Donald Trump today about a potential debate. Trump and President Biden had agreed to a September face-off, but the status of the next debate is now unclear. NPR's Danielle Kurtzleben has more.
Talking to reporters, Harris accused Trump of trying to back out of the debate now that she's the likely Democratic presidential nominee.
He agreed to that previously. Now it appears he's backpedaling. But I'm ready, and I think the voters deserve to see the split screen that exists in this race.
Biden and Trump had agreed to a September 10th debate, but speaking to reporters on Tuesday, Trump gave mixed messages. He said, quote, "I haven't agreed to anything," and complained about ABC News, the debate host. He has suggested he wants Fox instead. But he also said he, quote, "absolutely would debate Harris." Danielle Kurtzleben, NPR News.
Relatives of Americans being held by Hamas in Gaza met with Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu and President Biden today at the White House. Jonathan Dekel Chen says he and other family members are feeling optimistic about ceasefire talks aimed at getting their loved ones freed.
We did get a commitment from the president and from the prime minister that both teams will be working by the hour in the coming days to put out an adjusted proposal to Hamas.
Dekel Chen says he's feeling more optimistic than at any time since the first round of hostage releases in November and December. A suspect has been arrested in connection with the Park Fire, which broke out Wednesday near Chico, California. The blaze has consumed over 70,000 acres in just under 24 hours. It is only 3% contained. As NSPR's Alex Stutson reports, an overcrowded homeless encampment is near the evacuation zones, and campers are not sure how they'll leave if ordered to do so.
The encampment sits on a gravel lot just south of the airport, where aircraft constantly zoom by en route to the fire. Amanda Skelton watched from her tent last night.
I could see the tips of the flames above the mountains.
It's about 50 feet away from an area that's under mandatory evacuation orders, but people in the encampment haven't been told to leave yet. Many have limited mobility or multiple pets. One resident, known locally as Smiley, says a group has been working on a plan to get people out.
There's a bunch of us, and we all got together last night and brainstormed it. You know, we're not leaving until everyone's out. I'm not.
Those with working cars have offered to empty them of their belongings to make room for evacuees. For NPR News, I'm Alex Dutson in Chico, California.
On Wall Street, stocks closed mixed. The Dow gained 81 points. The Nasdaq fell 160. The S&P was up 27. This is NPR. A former school officer has pleaded not guilty to charges stemming from his response to the 2022 mass shooting in Uvalde, Texas. Adrian Gonzalez faces 29 counts, including failure to follow active shooter training. Gonzalez was one of nearly 400 law enforcement officers who waited over an hour to confront the gunman. He's also one of just two officers to be charged in the shooting. Federal agents in El Paso, Texas, have arrested Ismael Zambada, the leader of Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel. According to the Justice Department, the son of imprisoned drug lord Joaquin Guzman was also taken into custody today. Zambada is wanted on charges of conspiracy to make and distribute fentanyl. SAG-AFTRA performers are poised to go on strike against video game companies starting tonight. The tales from NPR's Mandalit Del Barco.
The strike is set to begin just after midnight Pacific time. The union's voice actors and performers whose movements are captured digitally say they will stop working on video game productions. The companies say they offered union members protections from the use of artificial intelligence, but members of SAG-AFTRA's negotiating committee say not everyone would have been protected.
What they are saying is that some of these performances, specifically for movement, is just data.
Video game performer Andy Norris argued that work like hers, done by human actors, should be fairly compensated and that performers should be asked for consent for any use by AI tools. Mandalit Del Barco, NPR News.
U.S. futures are higher in after-hours trading. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. This is NPR.
Deep rhythm captivates me. Hot rhythm stimulates me. Swing it, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle, stop all your foolish prattle. Come on and swing me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. I'm ready to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, boys, hurry up and sit me, let me go to town. Stop this diddle-daddle, and all your foolish prattle. Come on and kill me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Deep rhythm captivates me, hot rhythm stimulates me. Can't help but swing it, boy, swing it, brother, swing. Don't stop to diddle-daddle, stop all of your foolish prattle. Come on and swing me, boy, swing it, brother, swing. I'm raving to go, and there ain't nobody gonna hold me down. Say, listen, boys, hurry up and sing me, let me go to town. Stop your diddle-daddle, and all your foolish prattle. Come on and kill me, boy. Swing it, brother, swing.
The I.O. Vilner Big Band here on Kansas Public Radio. Swing Brothers Swing is off their new album, Swingin' Uptown and Swingin'. Indeed, they've built a great reputation for hot jazz and swing in New York City the last few years. Got this new album out, Swingin' Uptown. Irma Russell, the singer there, and that also featured the saxophone section going to town there, including I.O. Vilner on alto sax, along with the rest of the sax section as well, which are Julieta Eugenio on tenor sax and the baritone sax player Josh Lee. We've got tenor saxophonist Doug Webb up next on KPR and trumpeter Jared Hall with his recent release and more big band music in a more modern vein from the Chris McDonald Big Band headed your way on KPR. Here's Doug Webb's album Bright Side. This one goes back to 2016 with Joe Magnarelli playing trumpet, Brian Charette at the organ, Ed Cherry and Steve Fiddick guitar and drums. And this is one called Steak Sauce on Kansas Public Radio. Nice little boogaloo groove going there with tenor saxophonist Doug Webb on KPR and one called Steak Sauce, Doug on sax and Joe Magnarelli trumpet. Brian Charette at the organ, Ed Cherry, Steve Fittick guitar and drums. The 2016 album Bright Side from Doug Webb. We've got new music from the Pacific Northwest trumpeter Jared Hall up next in about 15 minutes. We'll hear from Brazil and Antonio Adolfo and his new album of Cole Porter music. Jared Hall right now, his new album Influences, and a number of these tunes very directly titled for influences, such as Woody Shaw, this tune called Song for Shaw. Trumpeter Jared Hall on Kansas Public Radio. trumpeter Jared Hall's tune dedicated to the late trumpeter Woody Shaw. It's Song for Shaw on Kansas Public Radio. From the new album Influences, Jared Hall with Tal Cohen at the piano, Michael Glenn and John Bishop bass and drums. I'm Bob McWilliams. You're tuned to Jazz in the Night. In a few minutes, big band music from a new album by the Chris McDonald Big Band. And we've got that Antonio Adolfo music of Cole Porter from Antonio Adolfo on the way as well. But right now, into the vinyl vault, a 1985 concert recording in Italy by the band Sphere from the LP called Sphere on Tour. Sphere with Charlie Rouse on tenor sax and Ben Riley on drums. They were with Thelonious Monk for quite a while. Kenny Bear on the pianist, Buster Williams on bass. And this is the band Sphere in their version of Thelonious Monk's Well, You Needn't, here on Kansas Public Radio.
William Needham, Kenny Barron, Chuck Rouse, Ben Rowley, Buster Williams. Thank you very much and good night.
From the vinyl vault, Thelonious Monk's William Needham here on KPR. The LP on the Italian Red record label called Sphere on tour. And at the end of that, you heard the announcement of who was in the band. Kenny Barron, piano, Buster Williams, bass, Ben Rowley, drums. And that's the first time I've ever heard Charlie Rouse, a saxophonist, called Chuck Rouse. But there you have it. Great band, Sphere, on Kansas Public Radio. In about 20 minutes, we're going to hear a new one from Kansas City pianist Michael Pagan and his band, Paganova. And we've got a Nashville-based big band up next, a Chris McDonald big band. We're here, and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 89.9 Atchison, online at kansaspublicradio.org. The KC band Wiretown features two of the city's finest guitarists, Brian Baggett and Danny Embry. They're in the spotlight on this week's Live at Green Indy Lounge. Do join us for an hour of original Kansas City jazz. That's on Live at Green Indy Lounge, Saturday evening at 6 on Kansas Public Radio. Based in Nashville, the Chris McDonald Jazz Orchestra and the new album, It's About Time. This is a piece Chris wrote in honor of the late Chick Corea, and he calls it Korean, C-O-R-E-A-N, Korean Fantasy, the Chris McDonald Jazz Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you.
Nashville, of course, is the country music capital of the world, but it's also got a lot of terrific music musicians of every stripe, including a lot of fine jazz players, great jazz players, to make up the Chris McDonald Jazz Orchestra. You just heard them on KPR, the new album, It's About Time, Korean, C-O-R-E-A-N, Fantasy, by Chris McDonald. That flute by Jeff Coffin, with Roger Bissell featured on trombone, Mark Douthat on alto sax, Mark Baldwin on acoustic sax, and Pat Coyle piano, the Chris McDonald Jazz Orchestra. I'm Bob McWilliams. You are tuned to Jazz in the Night. In this next set, we are going to be hearing from KC guitarist Rod Fleeman after we hear from Brazil's Antonio Adolfo. Support for Jazz in the Night on Kansas Public Radio comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. Antonio Adolfo, the Brazilian pianist and composer and arranger, new project, has all Cole Porter compositions, but all, of course, Antonio Adolfo arrangements, including this one here for you on KPR. Thank you. From Kansas City's guitarist Rod Fleeman on KPR, his new album, The Rod Fleeman Trio. Saturday afternoon, live at Green Lady Lounge, Volume 3. And Rod's tune, Trifecta, with Gerald Spates bass, Ray DeMarchi drums, guitarist Rod Fleeman. And there is a CD release party and concert and performance by the Rod Fleeman Trio this Saturday afternoon at the Green Lady in Kansas City, starting about 2:30. We started the set off with music from Brazil's Antonio Adolfo, whose new album, Love Cole Porter, Antonio's arrangement of Night and Day. He was a featured soloist there on piano and featured on tenor sax with Marcelo Martin. And a little bit of a feature, too, by the bassist, for the bassist, Jorge Helder, and the drummer, Rafael Barata, here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. I'm Bob McWilliams. Support for Jazz in the Night on KPR comes from the University of Kansas, transforming students and society through academics, discovery, service, and spirit. Information about the possibilities of a KU education is online at ku.edu. Well, let's hear another Kansas City and his new album, pianist Michael Pagan. And the new album in the band is called this as well, Panga Nova. And we're going to hear a piece by Michael called Deep in My Soul. It's Panga Nova, led by Michael Pagan here on Kansas Public Radio. pianist Michael Pagan's composition Deep in My Soul from the new album Pagan Nova. Alto sax by Michael Herrera. Tenor sax by David Chale with Louis Pagan on bass and Ray DeMarchi as the drummer. We're here and we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANV and KANV HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Right after the news from NPR, we'll hear from pianist Zakiya Curtis's new album, Q-Bop Lives. And we've also got the new album by the always wonderful composer and pianist Amina Figueroa, music from her new album, Sweet for Africa. Plus bassist Christian McBride and Inside Straight all headed your way. I'm Bob McWilliams here with you till midnight. And then, of course, you could stay up as late as you want all night long. There's Jazz with David Bassey right here on Kansas Public Radio.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shay Stevens. Vice President Kamala Harris is calling for a ceasefire in Gaza and the release of hostages there. NPR's Asma Khalid has more on Harris's remarks after meeting Thursday with Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu in Washington.
The vice president reiterated that Israel has a right to defend itself, but how it does so matters. She described the humanitarian situation inside of Gaza as devastating.
We cannot allow ourselves to become numb to the suffering, and I will not be silent.
She also read aloud, one by one, the names of American hostages being held by Hamas and warned Americans not to see the war in Gaza as a binary issue. Her remarks and the fact that she, not Biden, spoke after the Israeli leader's visit to Washington are signs of how Harris is trying to differentiate herself from the president on an issue that has deeply divided the Democratic Party. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
Former President Donald Trump says he still wants Ohio Senator J.D. Vance as his running mate. Trump lauded Vance Thursday during a call into Fox News.
He's doing a fantastic job. He goes around. He's essentially for the worker. He's seen the worker be horribly abused and taken advantage of, and he's for the worker. That's what his book is about. Yeah. That's where his feelings are.
Gotcha.
No, he's for the worker. No, he's great. He's doing a great job, and he's been very well received.
Trump criticized President Biden's farewell address from the Oval Office, saying that it left more questions than answers. He also called Biden the victim of a coup from within the Democratic Party. Two alleged leaders of Mexico's powerful Sinaloa drug cartel have been arrested. Attorney General Merrick Garland says the suspects were apprehended Thursday in El Paso, Texas. More from NPR's Ryan Lucas.
The Justice Department says Ismael Zambada Garcia, also known as El Mayo, and Joaquin Guzman Lopez are facing multiple charges for leading the Sinaloa cartel's criminal operations. That includes its fentanyl manufacturing and its trafficking networks. Zambada Garcia is one of the co-founders of the organization. Guzman Lopez, meanwhile, is the son of the other co-founder, Joaquin Guzman Loera, also known as El Chapo. They are the latest alleged leaders of the cartel to be arrested and face justice in the United States. El Chapo was convicted in federal court in 2019 and is currently serving a life sentence. Two other senior cartel leaders, including another of El Chapo's sons, are also in U.S. custody and are expected to face trial in American court. Ryan Lucas, NPR News, Washington.
U.S. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin says a recent joint Russia-China bomber flight off Alaska was not considered a threat, but does raise some concerns. The bombers were tracked and intercepted by U.S. and Canadian fighter jets after flying into international space. This is NPR. President Biden has signed legislation that's meant to increase oversight of the nation's federal prisons. Georgia U.S. Senator John Ossoff, who introduced the measure, calls the human rights crisis in U.S. prisons a stain on the nation's conscience. The move comes after an Associated Press investigation exposed systemic sexual abuse of inmates by federal prison staff. Fallout continues over a spying scandal in soccer. The scandal erupted after an employee on Canada's Olympics team used a drone to monitor New Zealand's team on two occasions before the women's tournament in France. That story from NPR's Emma Bowman in Paris.
Canada's Olympic Committee said it fired two employees after the New Zealand team spotted a drone hovering over the Kiwis' practice at a stadium near Paris on Monday. A local prosecutor's office said the man responsible admitted to using the drone to capture footage of the team to learn its tactics. He was sentenced 8 months in prison for flying a drone illegally. Canada's head coach apologized to New Zealand's team and said she would sit out the game. New Zealand's coach said the scandal gave the team motivation going into the match, which they ultimately lost 2-1 to the defending gold medalist Canada. Emma Bowman, NPR News, Paris.
Representatives for former movie mogul Harvey Weinstein say he's been transferred from a New York jail to a hospital. Weinstein reportedly has COVID and pneumonia in both lungs. He still awaits trial on rape and sexual assault charges after his 2020 conviction in New York was overturned. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Progressive. Progressive Commercial Auto Insurance protects the vehicles that work to keep small businesses moving forward, including protection while running errands and other tasks, at ProgressiveCommercial.com.
That is pianist Zakai Curtis putting a Cuban twist to the Maple Leaf Rag to open this 11 o'clock hour of KPR's Jazz in the Night. The new album, Cubop Lives, has Zakai Curtis piano, his brother Luquez on bass, and percussionist Willie Martinez, Camilo Molina, and Reynaldo de Jesus. With the music of Amina Figueroa up next, bassist Trisha McBride and his band Inside Straight on the way as well here on Kansas Public Radio Jazz in the Night. Amina Figueroa, a very fine pianist and an extremely terrific composer and arranger. And her new album of her music is called Sweet for Africa. Amina Figueroa with the Matsiko World Orphan Choir on some of the music as well. Let's hear from this one right now on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night with a tune entitled Paper Kites on KPR. Thank you. That is composer, arranger, pianist Amina Figueroa on Kansas Public Radio. Her new album, Suite for Africa, and her piece, Paper Guides, which definitely incorporated sounds of South Africa in particular on that number. Bart Poteau, the flute player, Alex Pope Norris on trumpet, Wayne Escoffery, tenor sax, with Yashushi Nakamura bass, Rudy Royston on drums. Amina Figueroa, the new album, Suite for Africa. With Christian McBride and Inside Straight from just over a decade ago and the album People Music. And coming up in about 10 minutes, we're going to hear a new drummer to my ears. She's from Sweden. Her name is Cornelia Nielsen. And here we'll hear from her new album called Where Do You Go? Christian McBride, a great bassist and really all around proponent, not just proponent, ambassador for the music of jazz. This is a band called Inside Straight, and we're going to hear from this one with Christian on bass, Peter Martin piano, Steve Wilson alto sax, Warren Wolf on vibes, and drummer Carl Allen, who heads the jazz program at UMKC's Conservatory of Music. The Movement Revisited, the music of Christian McBride on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night. Bassist Christian McBride and his band Inside Straight on KPR, Christian's composition, The Movement Revisited, from a 2013 album called People Music, with Peter Martin playing piano, Carl Allen on drums, Steve Wilson alto sax, and vibes player Warren Wolf with Christian McBride. In this next set, we're going to hear from two new albums. We'll start off with a new one from Swedish drummer Cornelia Nielsen, and then we'll hear from the debut album of a highly acclaimed young pianist, Luther Allison. And it's in the next set of Jazz in the Night. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, 91.5 Lawrence, 99.5 Manhattan, online at kansaspublicradio.org. Well, here's the Swedish drummer Cornelia Nielsen, a new album from the Danish Stunt record label. She's joined by bassist Daniel Frank and tenor saxophonist Gabor Bola for East of the Sun and West of the Moon here on Kansas Public Radio.
Thank you. Thank you.
Pianist Luther Allison and his tune Lou's Blues here on Kansas Public Radio. The just-released debut album of pianist Luther Allison is called I Owe It All to You. And he's joined by bassist Boris Kosloff and drummer Zach Edelman. I got to see Luther as part of the Joe Farnsworth Quartet at the Jazz Showcase in Chicago earlier this summer. And man, he is a terrific young player. And before that, the Swedish drummer Cornelia Nielsen. Her new album, Where Do You Go, on a record label from Denmark called Stunt Records, joined there by Daniel Frank on bass and Gabor Bola on tenor sax. Some of the tunes also feature pianist Aaron Parts. With tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander here for you on Kansas Public Radio, it is up next on KPR's Jazz in the Night. The Kansas City Quartet Wiretown is featured on this week's Live at Greenity Lounge Saturday at 6, Wiretown featuring not one but two of the KC's very best guitarists, Brian Baggett and Danny Embry. It's an hour of their original music, KC Jazz, coming your way live at Greenity Lounge Saturday evening at 6 on Kansas Public Radio. Well, let's get into a ballad vein and hear tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander from his new album, Timing Is Everything, and his version of But Beautiful here on KPR.
Thank you.
tenor saxophonist Eric Alexander, his version of But Beautiful, here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. His new album called Timing is Everything on the Cellar Live record label. And that had Eric joined by Rick Germanson at the piano, Alex Claffey, Alexander Claffey on bass, and Jason Tiemann as the drummer. Here on Jazz in the Night, we're going to hear from alto saxophonist Charles McPherson up next. What an amazing musician he is. He just turned 85 yesterday. He recently wrapped up a set of engagements at Smoke Jazz Club in New York City. He's going to be playing the Jazz Showcase in Chicago for a week of engagements coming up in just a few days. So he has stayed really on top of everything. He's based in San Diego these days. You know, he was born in Joplin, Missouri, and he hit the jazz scene in the early 1960s. So you do the math on how long he's been on the scene. Yes, Charles McPherson, 6 decades plus in the world of jazz, and a great bebop alto saxophonist for sure. He was raised in Detroit, born in Joplin. He lives in San Diego, and he worked off and on for quite a few years with Charles Mingus and has led his own group, and he is something else indeed. The Jazz Times Magazine Reader's Poll named Charles the Jazz Artist of the Year in 2020, and that his album then, Jazz Dance Suites, has the best new release. Well, his new one is out on Smoke Sessions Records. It's called Reverence, and let's hear him shine on a standard. We'll shine, life should be shining on one called Come Rain or Come Shine. It's Charles McPherson's alto saxophone here on KPR's Jazz in the Night. Thank you. Alto saxophonist Charles McPherson and his version of Come Rain or Come Shine from an album he recorded last November at Smoke Jazz Club in New York City. The album called Reverence, with Jeb Patton at the piano, David Wong and Billy Drummond bass and drums, and most of the album also has Terrell Stafford playing trumpet there, a feature for Charles McPherson, Come Rain or Come Shine. He turned 85 yesterday. And man, he is a vibrant player in his mid-80s indeed. Charles McPherson for you here on Kansas Public Radio's Jazz in the Night.
This week on the Retro Cocktail Hour, we'll hear some Private Eye Jazz featuring Mickey Spillane as Detective Mike Hammer. Plus, can a cement mixer make music? I'm Daryl Brogdon. Join me where the music's shaken, not stirred. The Retro Cocktail Hour, Saturday night at 7 on KPR.
Morning Edition from NPR News brings you where the stories are.
NPR's Morning Edition went to Pennsylvania to hear how people across that state are addressing this public health.
I'm in the back of a car, an EV, an electric vehicle, Chinese made, in China's capital, Beijing. We're moving along.
We wanted to see firsthand the challenges of accessing healthcare in rural America. Elberton, Georgia is a city of just...
Join us every weekday.
Morning Edition comes your way 5 to 9, weekday mornings right here on KPR. We're here and we are, Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, 91.5 KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7 KANB and KANB HD1 Oldsburg Junction City, 91.3 KANQ Chanute, 90.3. Listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. I'm Bob McWilliams. Thanks for listening. Tonight, there's All Night Jazz with David Bassey right after this news on KPR.